This is a demonstration of how to play samples at different pitches, but keeping the length of the sample the same. So I have a sample of someone singing.
Something about you.
And I want to have that played at different pitches, but keeping the length of the sample the same. So the first thing I'm going to do is create a new track and put RS5K, Rio Samplematic 5000, onto that track. And to load the sample into that instance of RS5K, I've just highlighted the sample and gone to my track with RS5K on, hit F to get into the effects, and then I shift tab a load until I get to import item from a range, and I hit shift space on that, and it tells me it's pressed. And I'm just going to press escape from that and just check that I can now play the sample. Okay, and I press two keys on my keyboard there. So I just need to change a few settings in RS5K. So I'm going to press P. And what I need to check, gain for minimum velocity, I can keep that up. Let's change that to minus in, so it's velocity sensitive. The note range, it starts at zero and ends at 127. That's the default values, that's good. And I don't need to change the pitch offset. Don't need to change the MIDI channel. Max voices, I've got to keep that at, I want to keep that at one. That's important because otherwise we confuse the next plugin, which will be Rio Voice. I'm going to ask to obey notes off, which is by default off, so I'll put that on. So now, if I press keys on my keyboard, I'm going to press one key. So it doesn't matter which keys I play, it's always the same pitch, and also it interrupts. Next thing I'm going to do is put Rio Voice on. But before I do that, I need to make sure that the MIDI being sent to RS5K gets passed through to Rio Voice. So I'm going to hit F and get my FX chain up and tap, tap, tap. Get to the param button, and they've got a button which is called 2 out. And I'm going to hit the application key, this is Windows, and I get a pop-up menu, and I want the MIDI output submenu, and the default is replaces MIDI bus, which is the default. I'm going to go down one, merges with MIDI bus, and hit enter on that. And now what's happening effectively is RS5K is doing a pass-through, or this plugin is doing a pass-through. So any MIDI it receives, it will then move on to the next thing, which we will now do by adding Rio Voice. So add and Rio Voice. Here we go, I've added Rio Voice on. And I'm just going to check the parameters in here. I'm going to hit P in when on the track view. Wet is fine, dry is fine, min vol is fine, max voices is one at the moment. Let's change it to four voices, and I don't think we need to change anything else. So now if I press a few keys on the keyboard,
something by you.
That's a bit high, that was
something by you.
F and a C, and I'll press a whole chord now of F major.
Something by you.
So we'll go up, we'll try playing a chord progression. So that's
something by you. Something by, something by, something by you.
And there you go, that's how you do it.